You're hiring at TU. How did that come about?
Well, that was the most fortuitous thing of all. After being at KFMJ up into the year 1955, I had vacation coming up for the summer, 2 weeks vacation, and I went with friends on a driving trip to Colorado for 1 week. Then I got back and was going to spend the second week painting the kitchen and the bathroom of our house over on Phoenix. I had almost finished the painting when I got a call from Beaumont Brustel from TU. Now, Bo had been one of my principal teachers in all those years at TU. He said, "Ed, how would you like to work for me?" And I assumed immediately that it was on a survey or some two-week project, something like that. I said, "Well, Bo, that would be very nice." He said, "Well, we're in a bind because Howard, who was the manager of the station and the teacher of broadcasting courses, he had replaced John Cowan, has just given us 2 weeks' notice that he's going to become the head of the speech department at Ripon College in Ripon, Wisconsin. School starts in 2 weeks, and we have nobody to manage the radio station or to teach the courses." I thought, "Well, can I do this?" But he said, "If you come and have an interview with C.I. Pontius, the president of the university, if he approves, then we'll hire you." I suspect that Ben Henneke had mentioned me to Bo. By that time, Ben had been elevated, and Bo was the head of the department. Then I assumed, well, if I get this, it'll be for maybe 1 year. I had my interview with C.I. Pontius. He was a stern businessman. He saved the university from financial disaster during the 1930s. And he had an honorary doctorate. In the middle of the interview, he said, "Are you married?" I said, "No, I'm not." He said, "What's the matter? Don't you like girls?" Can you imagine any prospective employer today? Well, you'd be sued if you asked a question like that.
And this was in 1955.
Yes, 1955. I told him, "Yes, I like girls." And that was that. I had no idea that I would be there the rest of my life. And somehow, for 38 years, that continued in one form or another. Actually, I managed the station for 17 years.
KWGS.
KWGS, half-time, while I would be teaching. Well, the first year, I was teaching two courses a semester because I had to get into this. But by the second or third year, I was teaching three courses per semester. So the teaching load and the radio station load added up to more than a whole. And somehow I continued doing that for that many years. But then the major grew so much at TU, we had so many majors, finally, that I was needed to teach full time. So we turned the station over to somebody else. And I taught a full teaching load. That's when a lot of those other courses got added. Then Gary Chu was the manager of the radio station at the time that the conversion was made to public radio, NPR.